Pipe Network presents.
Hi! Lahat ba may GCash na? How about InstaPay? Kasi, I heard, magiging digital na daw ang vote buying sa 2022 election. Dahil nga, baka hindi pa rin pwede ang magbahay-bahay, kaya through GCash transaction na daw ang vote buying. Pero, huwag masyadong magsaya dahil ayon sa COMELEC, meron silang paraan para ma-monitor ang GCash style of vote buying. Wait, ano muna ang vote buying? Kung may vote buying, syempre, may vote selling because it's a twin offense. Paano ba ito ginagawa at sino-sino ang pwedeng mag-commit ng offense na ito? At ano ang penalty for committing this crime? Okay, ganito yan. Ang vote buying ay ang pagbibigay, pag-o-offer or pangangako ng pera or kung anumang bagay na may halaga or ang pagpapangako ng trabaho o ng posisyon sa government kapalit ng pagboto or hindi mo pagboto sa isang kandidato. Yung hindi mo pagboto sa isang kandidato, ang tawag doon, negative vote buying. Okay, kayo ba nasubukan nyo na mag-ikot night before the election day? Nako, ang saya. Buhay na buhay ang mga tao. Yung mga leaders ni Gov, andun, bumaba na sa different barangays. Nanggagapang na ng mga supporters ng rival candidate para bang maligtad. Highest bidder wins daw. Yung iba naman, on the day of the election, nagdedistribute sila ng sample ballot ng mga kandidato na iboboto, tas may kasamang 500 or 1,000 pesos. Or, kung medyo mahigpit ang labanan, 2,000 pesos or even higher ang bigayan. Tas may free lunch pa yan sa bahay ni Kap pagkatapos mong bumoto. Very classic example ng vote buying. So, sino ba ang pwedeng maging liable for vote buying? Okay, the law expressly says any person. Meaning, even non-candidates are covered. Hindi na kailangang i-establish pa yung kaugnayan mo sa kandidato. Kasi obviously, hindi naman gagawin ng kandidato mismo yan eh, but through his supporters. Pero, kung mapapatunayan naman ang link ng vote buyer dun sa candidate, pareho silang mananagot ng kandidato niya. Pwede silang arestohin kahit walang warrant of arrest since criminal offense ang vote buying and they are caught in the act of committing that crime. But remember, you can only be held liable for this offense during campaign period, which will start on February 8, 2022 pa for national positions and March 25, 2022 for local positions. So, yung pamimigay noong Friday ni presidential aspirant Manny Pacquiao ng groceries, ng bigas at ng 1,000 pesos sa Batangas ay hindi considered vote buying kasi hindi pa naman campaign period. Okay? Pwede din itong makumit ng isang tao o grupo or ng corporation na manghihingi or tatanggap ng kahit ano, maging ito man ay isang bagay or trabaho or anumang may halaga para bumoto ka ayon sa kagustuhan ng bibili ng boto. For example, sinabi ng kandidato na pag ako nanalo, papatayuan natin ng multi-purpose hall itong barangay ninyo. That is a promise and that is actually a form of vote buying. Kasi ini-induce mo sila na iboto ka kapalit ng multi-purpose hall na ipapatayo mo sa barangay nila. Maybe you'll say, so what's wrong with that? Buti nang mag-promise sila para may sisingilin tayo pag nanalo sila, di ba? Well, I am saying, under the Omnibus Election Code, that falls in the definition of vote buying. Okay, paano naman kung gift certificate or personal accident insurance card ang dinidistribute para maka-avail ng libreng goods or serbisyo? Kasali ito sa phrase na offers or promises money or anything of value. These gift certificates or cards constitute a promise to give something. So you see, anything of value. Additionally, the law under Section 89 of the Omnibus Election Code states that it shall be unlawful for any candidate, political party, or any person to give or accept yung mga libreng sakay before and after a public meeting. Kasi diba, pag may meeting di advance, may mga naghahakot ng audience. Tapos may free merienda pa yan, tapos ihahatid sila pa uwi. Meron din, sa mismong araw ng eleksyon, may mga naka-assign na mga sasakyan sa lugar ninyo na maghahatid at magsusundo ng mga voters. Whole day na nakakontrata yung mga sasakyan na yan para maghatid at magsundo ng voters. Laking convenience din naman talaga yon, lalo pag wala kang sasakyan. Eh, pupunta ka din naman talaga sa precinct mo para bumoto. So, why not? Diba? Anyways, another is, kahit hindi ka naman kandidato, pero bilang suporta, ay nag-contribute ka din directly or indirectly ng money or things of value. So, katulad ng 2016 election, may mga individuals na hindi naman nila personally kilala yung presidential aspirant, pero dahil matindi yung paniniwala nila sa kandidato na yon, may individual effort sila na suportahan ang kandidato nila. So, pinapagamit nila yung sasakyan nila para sa kampanya, nagpiprint sila ng mga t-shirts para ipromote yung kandidato nila. Mind you, under the 1985 Omnibus Election Code, even yung pamimigay ng t-shirts or ng caps or ballers, dahil ito ay may value, pasok ito sa definition ng vote buying. Kasi nga, ang sabi ng batas, ang lawful election propaganda ay yung pamimigay lang ng pamphlets, leaflets, cards, stickers, or other written printed materials na ang size ay hindi dapat lalagpas sa 8.5 inches yung lapad and 14 inches ang haba. Or yung mga handwritten or printed letters urging voters to vote for or against a particular candidate for public office. So eto na, ano ba ang parusa for vote buying and vote selling? Okay, bago natin sigutin yan, let's have a short break muna.
Dear listener, have you ever had a complicated situation with someone you love? I'm not a relationship expert, but I sure have gone through a handful of ups and downs with my own relationships. So I invite you to join in the conversation in my podcast, Sincerely Yours, where we'll talk about the discreet things we do in relationships that harm us. Some may be hard to admit to ourselves, but you know that's the road to building healthy relationships. I hope to see you there. Sincerely yours, Maria.
And I'm back! Before we continue, if you like our show, please consider using the show's Lazada links when doing your online shopping. You can also buy us coffee. Just click the link in the description. Okay, so ano nga ba ang penalty for vote buying and vote selling? Bukod sa krimen ito na pwede kang makulong ng 1 to 6 years, may kasama pa itong disqualification from holding public office and forfeiture of the right to vote. So, kung ikaw ay kandidato, you can actually be disqualified from running. Or kung ikaw ay na-proclaim na as winner, you can be removed from office. Pero wait, kung ganun pala ang definition ng vote buying, bakit parang wala namang nakakasuhan? Actually, meron naman. Meron ngang mayor and councilor ng isang town na dinisqualify sila ng COMELEC over allegations of vote buying dahil sa pamimigay nila ng envelope na may sample ballot at 500 pesos sa mga residente ng isang barangay at paglalagay ng ink sa daliri para hindi na makaboto pa. In fact, nung na-inventory na yung boxes containing 500 peso bills and sample ballots, ang kabuang pera ay umabot ng around 692,000 pesos. So, hindi siya nakaupo as mayor at kinasuhan pa siya criminally for the alleged vote buying. Kaya, mga katax, hindi porket digital na ang bigayan, pwede na tayong mag-engage in vote buying and vote selling. Remember, the PNP and COMELEC have ways of monitoring the GCash style of vote buying. So, if next year you will know of any information on vote buying done through online platforms, I urge you to report it to authorities. Kasi kung hahayaan natin ito, mga ka-tax, parang pumayag na din tayo na masira ang demokrasya sa ating lipunan. Dahil pera na lang ang magda-decide kung sino ang magiging bosses nating mga mamamayan. We are not entirely helpless. It is not only our leaders who can change our country for us. Us, the people, can. So let us not lose hope and be drowned in hopelessness at our current situation. Our vote matters and we should vote wisely. Remember this, ang kandidatong bumibili ay nag-i-invest. Once nasa pwesto na siya, babawiin niya ang investment niya with interest. Okay? Kung meron kayong topic na gusto ninyong ma-discuss natin dito, please go to the Attorney Chat Show Facebook page. Join us there. You can post your questions and I will try to answer them. If you feel like na-enlightened kayo because of this episode, please do invite your friends to join the page as well para marami tayong ma-educate. For more updates in the Attorney Chat Show, please like the Pipe Network Facebook page. Andun lahat ng mga previous episodes natin. You can listen to them over and over. Thank you!
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.